What impact is Christian media having in our culture today? Is it really making a difference? Or is it just a quote-unquote safe form of entertainment taken in by a faithful few? Joining me to discuss these questions is Troy Miller, President and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters. Troy, thanks for joining us today on Kinship Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Why did NRB choose to do a research study in cooperation with Barna Group on the state of Christian media?
Well, look, we haven't done this study for over a decade, and so as I came on board as the new CEO, I wanted to really understand what impact is Christian media having in the culture today. So we reached out to Barna and put this study together to say, what is that impact? And we specifically wanted to know, what is that impact outside of your local church? So not including what you watch on your pastor or media streams from your church, but what do you watch in the broader area of Christian media?
As the CEO of NRB, in your opinion, what were some of the most significant findings that emerged from this study?
Well, I think the most significant one was right off the top that 60% of Americans, that's all Americans, the general population, use Christian media in some form, whether it was television, radio, podcast, news, or social media. A vast majority of this country is tuning into Christian media at some point.
Were there any of these results in particular that were surprising to you?
You know, that number itself was a little surprising to me. We expected it to be high, but we expected it to be maybe more around the 50%. So that was a great number. The other one that was really surprising to me because of kind of some of the narratives out there was that Gen Z was leading the way in engagement with Christian media with almost 64% of Gen Z, followed by millennials at 58%. So that was really exciting and, quite honestly, a bit surprising.
As the CEO of NRB, were there any of the results that were especially touching to you?
You know, I think the one that was most touching to me, we asked the question, you know, why people were reaching out to Christian media. What was your main driver? And the answer that came back, number one, was encouragement and hope. And that was really touching to me because we live in a society today where most of the mainstream media is very hate-filled, very rebellious, very divisive and such. So people reaching out to Christian media for a place of hope and a place of encouragement, that really, I think, is a powerful statement about Christian media itself.
Were there any related findings that showed people's attraction to the Bible and engaging with God's word through Christian media?
Yeah, so the second biggest reason for people reaching out was their desire to love God with their mind and to learn more about the Bible. That was the second highest point. So people were reaching out to really help them understand the Bible better. And if that goes along with another recent survey we saw, which is that Bible engagement is up across the culture.
That is good news indeed. Well, I know this is encouraging to Christian broadcasters, those of us involved in the Christian media, but what would this mean to me as someone who consumes Christian media, just the average listener?
I think the average listener should understand that there's a lot of stereotypes about Christian media. A lot of things have been portrayed over the years, but Christian media is fulfilling a huge need in our society today, and that need is for people that, again, want that encouragement. Also, though, people were seeking out Christian media as an alternative to mainstream media. And the other thing, as a Christian person out there listening to it, one of the other numbers that was so high was that 2/3 of Americans saw Christian media as valuable and trustworthy.
Wow. Well, Troy, thank you so much for joining us at Kinship Radio. Troy is the president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters. And Troy, if we wanted to find more about what you do and what the NRB does, where can we look?
Go to nrb.org and you can find out all the issues that we're working, all the things we work in Washington, D.C. And you can also find out about our next Christian Media Conference in February in Nashville, Tennessee. You'll find all the information there at nrb.org.
Troy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
For Kinship Radio, I'm Jennifer Stokes.